Good morning. Happy Friday to you. This is Eric Richardson again with the Oakland Church of Christ. I thank you for taking the time to join me this week as we have studied a portion of God's Word that could be beneficial to not just our own lives, but if applied consistently by the masses, could do wonders for our society in general. We've been examining the well-known quote from Joshua 24:14, which reads, "And if it seems evil to you to serve the Lord, choose for yourself this day whom you will serve. Whether the gods which your fathers served that were on the other side of the river are the gods of the Amorites, in whose land you dwell, but as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord." We have been discussing how difficult it is just to say this and mean it about our own lives, but exploring what it takes from us if we truly want to be able to say this about our own households, and how difficult it is when we factor in spouses and children. On Monday, we spoke about how important it was for us to obey the gospel ourselves and continue to live a godly life. An example is what we expect from our children, and how difficult it would be for them to live faithful if they see constant and willful sin in our own lives. Tuesday, we discussed the importance of instilling good habits in our children, such as prayer, being thankful, strong work ethic, and most importantly, regular attendance to worship services, how crucial these habits will be to their continued service to God as they grow older. On Wednesday, we spoke about how important it is that we teach our children. We know that almost everything that our children do is learned from somewhere. It is our responsibility to make sure that among those many things they learn, we teach them things such as God's Word, how to pray, and how to worship. Yesterday, we tackled the difficult subject of discipline and what the Bible has to say about its proper applications and the consequences it says can be expected when it is lacking. Today, in our final topic, we will discuss how important it is that we support our families. Support comes in several fashions, and when we look at examples from the Bible demonstrating that it is our duty to be there for and support our families. First, let's talk about physical support. What I mean by physical support is just simply being present when they need you. How often these days do we see those children at the ball field whose dad is never in the stands? Or young men leading some of his first public prayers or songs, and mom or dad wasn't there? It's a very sad thing that can lead those children down some terrible roads of resentment as they get older. We referenced Ephesians 6:4 earlier this week, where we were taught to bring our children up in the training and admonition of the Lord, and how we could possibly do that if we are absent in their lives. Mothers, you're not off the hook by any means in this category, but in researching this, I came across some very interesting statistics about children raised in fatherless homes. 63% of all youths who commit suicides, 90% of homeless or runaway children, 71% of high school dropouts, and 80% of all future rapists come from homes where the father was wholly or significantly absent during childhood years. These statistics are a little extreme for those of us trying to be like Joshua, because we aren't completely absent, but could we consider similar numbers possible for things like children raised in the church that choose to leave when they are older, or children that choose to experiment with drugs or alcohol in high school when their father is only home with them for a few hours each week? This is difficult for some because most of this time away is at work, and as we look at in our next point, we are commanded to provide financially for our families. This is very true, and we at times must spend more time than we'd like at work, but we need to be aware and, when under our control, limit as much as possible, or make some non-standard times to be with them, because it is clear how important it is just for us to be there for our family. As we hinted at previously, without letting it totally rule our lives, we are to be providers for our household. We read in 1 Timothy 5:8 that if we don't provide for our own household, that we are worse than unbelievers. And in 2 Thessalonians 3:10, that if anyone will not work, neither shall he eat. Our children and spouses rely on us. There are countless studies that show negative effects of families that are not well provided for, and more showing the benefits of a family well provided for. I do understand and have been there myself when jobs can suddenly disappear, but can also attest that at those times God will oftentimes open up doors for us that are not much better off for us in the long run. The Bible makes it clear that we are to be the rocks of our family, supporting them in many ways, always necessary, whether that be our physical presence, financially, emotionally, or spiritually. With this lesson, I am striving to improve myself in all these areas, and when it comes to my family, and hope that you will do the same. I've been honored to speak with you this week and would like to take this chance to invite you anytime you may have the chance here at Oakland Church of Christ. Thank you for this time, and may God bless you.